In a dark dream of willful purpose gathering and thought of power as a garden of pleasure and delight, the importance of reason took to itself matter and an unleashed recoiled into a fiery tumult of unwavering clamor that rang out battering against the radiance of existence. Where the only meaningful sensation of life came from thought, least stirred in heart to suffer in body with pain or torment of mind. Craving in an entitlement of praise, flaunted in an evil truth, we fought over and took importance from each other. Kept to our own counsel the generous conceit in a hint of influence, steeped deep in the absence of color. Stone numbed by the mocking voice of a cold dark thought, a horrid huff rushed round and downward bound loomed in view of a wailing cry. Swept foul in a hungry howl of a wayward gale, jealousy swiftly sprang forth, tangled in a wicked lust, wrenched in arrogance, twisted into a dark flame, swirling in thundering anger. We took from each other, and there when it was no longer enough, we took the light from the radiance of life and lay waste the thought of it. Undaunted need welled burning in lust and kindled in malice the madness of rage. Unquenched, the importance of matter again erupted into an uncontrollable wrath that brought forth the ultimate final arrogance of sin. And seized in darkness, turned in hate by the heedless deeds of a loathsome fate, reached out and struck down our brethren. The music of grace, flowing from an angel's radiance of life, lay asunder, and its hues of light dancing in melodies of sensations faded, passing into an endless resounding echo, traced in a silhouette of loveliness, and perished. Brimming with promise, content well spent, held whole in regard to a measure of worth, and there cast fair beyond all compare. For as foretold by the woes supposed ere those in all sheer brazen bold, entangled and twined in a winding bind, folding into the seams of things. Whereas if in seeming swift fleeting scent swirling in a maelstrom of conflicting currents, whirling in a torrent of a restless wind, swept against the crest in an ocean of its peaks, waged unswaged in a wave of resurging urge, thrust in a rush in the heat of its passions, consumed burning with the fires of desire, we fell in a spell to the wakeless watch of a willful pride. For a long-drawn wrong way worn, torn, burdened, uncertain, barren, bleak, breached by the reach of our own deceit, dispelled, fell, riled in the front, teetering on the edge, fraught in the wrath of a squabbling squall, brave to the raves of a petty gesture, cast down, floundering, unsound, lumbering, asunder to wander uncertain, unraveling in the gravelings of a mumbling murmur, grappling with the grumblings of a fumbling blunder, babbling in a dabbling dazzle, busily meddling in a puddle of muddle, scuttled to Roman heart with songs of longing words, set well to dwell compelled by the yearns of concern, serving to brave the raves of no avail, and there ever watchful still unclear, dear near in care from under the shadows of fear, passing into the midst of future events, Striding the forward side of pride, verging backward wise, we turn aside to prize for more than all the rest. The best of days, those dear precious memories, for long gone and tarried on out of hand in happenstance. Pressing with the strain to stay intense of yesterday. Hence spent content wherein all held true to the ideals made real, reasoned by means of its certainty, and swift fleeting far-reaching in its effect the breath of depth carried abreast on the cliffs of a wind-swept crest to the peaks of an ever greater moment, flocking in scope with the expectations of hope, bearing of course in all the matters of choice filled with all the frills in the thrills of wonder, and yet still not quite sure amongst all the rest the will to be galvanized in the excitement of pride, urged on in charm, spellbound, sworn, drawn, secure in the halls of history. And there as if in seeming misleading withering and remiss amongst the dwindling remains in a specter of bliss, lapsed in the past cast in the shadows of memories forgotten, where generation upon generation eagerly dealing from one to another tending in passage the skill of time, and steadfast cast we tempered desire's judgment, as if it were a light flowing out into the night, shrouded in mist amidst the abyss of an ever-deepening darkness. In desperation it is reason's realization of emptiness growing from within that cave welcome to a vision, filling the void and fashioned the world with thought. Then swayed in fate the offspring of life's momentum into the moment, pressing on ever hard-bound down, channeling the narrows hollowed in space, and there nowhere near the familiarity of care, way-worn, torn, wrong, way-laid, betrayed, slain, vain in the bane of a chosen chain, abased, defaced, dissipates in the heedless haste of a needless waste, felt compelled in having its way, grown willful of heart, and not to be gainsaid, whereas if deserving, self-serving, posing in reflection to the ways of cunning praise, bearing in trust, bordering on the fringes, near the leading edge, verging on the urge towards the flirting skirts, compelled by the swells in the rush of the waves, from the heights espied to the rise in the tides of pride, pursued, skewed, pulled, slide in the front towards the opposing view, with all the trappings of office arrayed in the acclaim of a daring display, enhanced in advance in the show of events, the prance of chance afforded in accord with all the pomp and circumstance attuned in applause to the overtures of appeal, by the daunting taunt in a flaunt of want to the accolades of praise in a parade of distinction, inspired by our desires in light of delight, captivated in a flight of fancy, reveling in the deceptions of reflection, built on the achievements of need, manifest in excess, relished in the arrogance of success, basking in the fantasies of our own imaginings, embellished in the growing sophistication of ignorance, settled sure, secure in a world of indifference, spent bent in a vent of contempt, brooding in reflection with the disenchantment of content, and aimless made blameless by virtue of need, apt to adapt readily, adept professed in conviction, openly published in ever greater opinions, and their bare pale and compare scarce beyond the frame of imagination. From the glimmer in a gleam to the shimmer in the sheen, streaming across the gloss of thought through the exchange of change, globe glowing with warmth, flowing in the elegance of liquid gold, crest in a shimmer, suspended on the crimson chrome of a timbering tone, fluoresced in a caress with the iridescence of presence, imbued with the hues in a muse of wonder, resonating with the melodies in the music of life. And of those supposed most disposed, bestowed in part by the workings of our heart, drawn as might in spite of the light to the extent of a greater event, stirred by hope overreaching in scope, spread thin on a whim upon a wish in a hint of mist, posing in reflection, presuming in view, subdued, skewed in a ruse of subterfuge, conjuring in notion the imponderable devotion of repetition, punctuated in seasoned ritual, and there were our ambitions draw near, ensued due united in view, pursued through by the ideals made real, woven in need into the deeds of a wandering weave, placed upon a fabric of truth, then propounded in themes on the concourse of a standing resound, clamoring in a gathering of hands, banded in the brass of a grandstand, manned in collective coincidence, lifting in the same air of thought, moved by the past, enhanced by the glint in the hint of mist, drawn as might from the eyes of delight, blind to the promise of mystery, and as if seeming seized by the pleads of an engaging intrigue, enthralled with the calls of appeal from the haunting taunt of an unfulfilled desire, provoking the demands that if good, would move the expected, and slipping aside, verging backwards wise in compromise, and unable to hold its weight, set hard pressed on the edge, fraught with the throngs of alarm under the heavy load of a troubled throat, weighed, laden, slain, craving the proud prowess, clinging to the lies, denied in the ambitions of pride, for a long drawn wrong way, worn, torn, made hideous by the throbbing rot, riddled in the vent of a wicked stew, reduced to a trickle, wrenched in the stench of a cold, wet sweat, rock topped, dear bot, lost in the shadows of a cold, dark thought, cast down, resounding asunder the rumblings of thunder, embroiled in a swarm of a gathering storm, and in the uproar of raging waters a great fire was awakened, as the forerunners of an open stream flowing into the offspring of thought, suborned, scorned, ere long dearborn, girth at birth with the curse of worth, and pulled apart for the greater part by the workings of our heart, owing in possession to the protection of order, reaching for certainty we laid astray our warm gold supple glow, curbed our urge and stalled on edge, blurred the affections of our innocence, then alleged in turn by the yearns of concern, fell lost in the gloss to a visible world of matter, wherein blind trust we unwittingly conjured the incubus of a living nightmare that ages in the weariness of time, clinging to life as a shapeless wraith, bereft of depth in a silhouette of regret, prey to the pleads of a petty need, misshaped in fate, brewing in the ruin of a wicked rake, withering bitter, hopelessly remissed in a wistful bliss of emptiness, drifting from its mark and into the fading years of thought, with all the trappings of a mind resigned, blind without rhyme, lost to the gloss and the lacquer of time, ground down hardened over the years into a veneer of fear, perforced course in divorce of choice sheared severe across the rasping grasp of a graveling voice, reduced to the excuse of a thought that tears certain and laid bare strips away the loveliness of a supple heart, withdrawing, falling, seized in defeat, slipping away in the gradual decay of a firm attachment, and yearning, still stirring, refusing to yield, as the lingering remains of a stubborn stain clings to the shadows of memories forgotten, owing to thine own in all due the bells tell toll of a lone drone that's gone on and grown weary of life's song, and dim, dim descending in the end, waning in the peal of no avail, placed beyond the living, slipping unseen between the shadows of dreams, shrouded in mist in the abyss of ever-deepening darkness, and dragged back slacken in the draft, pulsing in reflection with the recollections of woe, confounding the melodies in the music of life.